Awesome. Can Jax lead the next one?
Sure.
Okay, Jax, you want to start?
Yes. I am good.
I am good.
I am loved.
I am loved.
I am a champion.
I am a champion.
I am a leader.
I am a leader.
I can learn anything.
I can learn anything.
I can know anything.
I can know anything.
I can be anything.
I can be anything.
I am smart.
I am smart.
I will always do my best.
I will always do my best.
Thank you, boys, and thank you for sharing it with some of the listeners of my podcast.
You have a podcast?
Can you believe it? I do. I like to tell people what's going on in our lives and what the Rocha Law Firm is up to and what being a dad of three awesome kids is like.
And even the Rocha Law Firm building.
Yeah, and the Rocha Law Firm building. That is an intention that we're putting out into the universe.
I
want to
say something. Are you recording us?
I am.
With your kids every day when your kids going to school or the kids are fighting with each other.
Yeah, that's right. We go back to our affirmations every day on the way to school, and even when you guys are fighting with each other, we stop and we make sure that everyone is forgiven, and then we make sure that we know that we're winners because we do affirmations with a good attitude, right?
Yeah.
That is right. Okay, thank you, boys. Wow, that probably was one of my favorite. No, I'm going to go ahead and put it up there. That was my favorite affirmation session with the boys. And I just listened to it, like, the segment right now before recording this one. It had everything. You know, the boys, starting the day with these affirmations, the boys really have a good positive attitude to start their school day. And let me tell you, with I think we have 3 weeks left of school for the boys, and just keeping them on track for the next 3 weeks is something that I think the affirmations are going to allow us to do, just so that they're going to school with a good attitude, that they're treating each other and themselves with a lot of respect. And so I'm excited. Today was awesome. I really liked the part where Jax called out everyone. Every one of you. Those of you, your parents, you need to say these with your kids in the morning and when they fight. And he's right. So I want you to come up with some affirmations and true affirmations. Like I said, remember when we started talking about affirmations? A lot of times affirmations, people stop saying them, or they say they're not getting the results from saying affirmations because they don't believe them themselves. Remember when we talked way back about those affirmations like, I have $1 million in the bank. And if you don't have $1 million in the bank, then your subconscious mind, or rather your conscious mind, blocks that from entering your subconscious brain. Your conscious mind knows what a lie is. And so that's why those affirmations don't work. But the affirmations that I have for my kids, I truly believe them. And I want them to truly believe them. And you know, when you're a kid, it's a lot easier to believe things than when you're an adult. I want them to know that they can learn anything. If they put their mind to it, if they find a book that has the information, if they ask the right people, they will learn anything. They can know anything. Once they learn it, they can know it. And they can be anything. Because nothing is going to stop them from reaching their dreams as long as they're willing to learn everything they need to learn to get there. And so I think that they really enjoy doing those kind the affirmations. It's obvious because they start them off on their own now. I don't even have to prompt them anymore. So there's a certain spot on our drive to school that they start them up. And so it's just, I gotta be honest, it lifts my day more than, maybe more than theirs. I don't know, but it certainly lifts my day. So go out there, be a positive influence to the people around you, your family, your friends, your coworkers, the people that you run into day in, day out, the people that you may never see again. Be a positive be a positive influence and a manifestation of positivity to those people, because sometimes people just need to have that external experience with happiness, with positivity. And to follow up on yesterday's short episode, make sure that your interactions with everyone today are full of intensity. Be there 100%. If you're talking to someone, talk to them directly. Don't be playing with your phone. If you want to play on your phone, great, go for it. Play on your phone. Be 100% into your phone. Don't worry about anything else. Turn off all the other notifications. Be into your phone, your app, your game, your Facebook, whatever. Go at it 100%. Make the intensity of your actions today create experiences that create memories and lessons for you. Raise the intensity of the things that you do. Be intentional with everything that you do today, and the intensity will follow. And that will make your experiences a life truly worth living. All right, God bless you all, and have a great day.